Nobody likes listening. You're going to end up pushed on rocks. Tutupele are going to pay you and visit. You're going to learn the hard way not to take from the land before the land take from you. And if can, can. If no can, still can. Our podcast guarantee can. Welcome to the I Tell You podcast, where we can talk story, highlight Kanako Iwi, and perpetuate Olelo Hawaii.
Ohio oko e napo o Hawaii nei. Mai ka pii ana kalai kumukai ai ka napo ana kalai kumole ole hua. Welcome back to the I Tell You podcast. This week is a very special week. If you guys don't know, it's Mele Manaka, or for others, Merry Monarch.
This year makes the 61st annual Merry Monarch Festival in honor of King Devikilaamea Kalakaua.
He once said, "Hula is the language of the heart, and therefore the heartbeat of the Hawaiian people." The main purpose of Mele Manaka, or Merry Monarch, is the perpetuation, preservation, and promotion of the art of hula and the Hawaiian culture.
I really wish that there was still tickets for Merry Monarch.
Me too. Boys. They all sold out in December.
Don't get tickets for sale.
Bro, really? For real.
What was the free event yesterday?
That was a hoike night.
That was so nice.
I heard the line was really long.
Yes.
Oh, no, no. It went so by fast.
It's only because it's the only free day of Mele Manaka.
Really?
That's the only free day.
Went the Maori there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. A lot of kilo seen them, actually. Can you tell us more about that?
Holy, they're so crazy. Like, you can't just feel like the mana of them. Like, it was just so scary. You're just like, oh, what the hell? Like, what? They approached me and they never knew that. It would be like, oh, back away, back away.
Like, plenty mana.
Plenty mana, bro. They be jumping
presence,
like, bro. I seen them like jump 20 feet in the air, bro. It was so high. I was like, oh, bro.
Who is this?
The Maori people. Oh. It was like at the end.
You have anything to say, Kaupu?
No.
Yeah, Kaupu.
No.
Imagine
if
you were in Lanakila's presence. What would you do? Lanakila's presence?
I
mean, like, you know,
in his
like.
Perspective.
Yeah,
perspective. In his perspective, you mean. Oh, nah. I mean, because we were used to it, because they used to come all the time.
I remember that.
Yeah, because they used to come all the time.
Back in middle school.
Yeah, middle school. They used to come like every other.
Something.
But they usually came around Merry Monarch. Or Mele
Manaka. They used to perform for us too, like they're gonna do tomorrow.
They made their own Merry Monarch on our Pico.
Oh.
It was very exciting to
it's
watch.
It's good fun. Yeah, but when they do their haka or they do their it's not Siba. It's not, what is it called?
Haka.
No,
Poibos.
Like the girl one.
Oh, the Poibos.
No, not that one. When they just do the dance before the Poibos.
Isn't that just a haka?
No, that's not.
What is
like
it called?
I don't know what it's called.
It's not a Siba.
It's their type
someone.
Of hula though. It's like their type of like not kahiko hula, but like awana. Is there a type of awana hula?
Oh.
Like, you know how
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Like, you know how we have kahiko, awana, that kind of style of hula? It's like their awana. I don't know what it's called though for Maori.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should look that up. I don't know what it's called for Maori, but like they did their awana, and then they did their kahiko with their poibos, and then they did their haka, which is their men's kahiko.
Yeah.
That was good fun though. They always did that routine every single time I already knew it was coming up. It was good fun though, watching them do it. It's just because they took pride in what they're doing. Wayata aringa.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Wayata aringa. That was a good one. It's just because they were fluid with it.
Man, and the way they harmonize is like.
I know. Oh, bro. They can sing better than Hawaiians, I tell you.
Bro, they don't even like.
Bro,
need to try,
bro.
When
like,
they harmonize,
think,
it's like so beautiful.
Bro, they don't need to try like.
I mean, hey, Samoans get good voices, but Maori get some actually singing.
Kiki. Kiki.
The gods bless them.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. We didn't get blessed like that.
Anyways, getting back to the Merry Monarch. Let's come back to the Merry Monarch topic.
What are you guys excited about for tomorrow?
Shopping.
What kind?
Clothes. I want clothes.
Jewelry.
Any kind, like aloha wear?
Yeah.
Aloha,
yeah.
Aloha wear is definitely top
aloha
of my list right now.
Yeah.
The food.
I send somebody to give me.
Oh, the food I'm excited about.
The food,
about.
Paul. Oh, bruh, no.
The food.
My bad. No.
Oh, really?
It's alright.
They have like.
No, there's like this one stand where they like sell burritos and it's like that big.
Burritos.
It's like,
that's the one stand.
Yeah,
you
have to tell
people.
Yeah. Is it thicker than a baseball? Yes.
Yep.
Actually, last year when I went, they had a stand that was selling poke, I think. Or maybe it was something else. I don't know what it was.
I remember a couple years back, there was a booth at Mary Monarch named Birria Tacos. Oh, bruh.
Those are good.
I think I just sit by that booth the whole time.
I've never been, so I'm very excited. This will be my first time.
Your first time?
Yes.
Oh, come on, you should try poi. Did you try poi?
I've had poi before.
No, but like,
I'm not a huge poi fan.
What?
Oh,
no,
come
on.
I knew if I said that, I would get heat. It's just not my favorite.
What is that, poi?
I can eat it. Yeah, poi.
You're not a fan of poi?
I can eat it, I just don't love it. It's not, I didn't grow
Did
up with it.
Did they put sugar in your poi? Or
no,
was it just
had I've had like the fermented kind, like the sour poi kind.
Ooh.
That's why. Maybe
I didn't like that
one.
I didn't like that
one. You gotta go around KTA.
I've had the KTA poi.
No, going to the back by where they get the poke.
The one with the purple lid?
No, the Hanalei one.
I gotta
throw it in the container.
Look for an Ohana label. I know it's kind of expensive, like $20 for one.
But it's
take good.
It's worth it though.
It's worth it.
Cool.
I've had that poi. I've bought it for parties and
like,
it's
Hanalei?
Just yes, Hanalei poi. That's all.
Yours
the
is probably
blue lid.
Yeah.
It's the kind
that I don't know, unless you leave them in the fridge for a little bit too long.
Yeah.
You ain't eat. I don't know. You ain't eat them like a couple weeks after. That thing was a little bit more
outside
hard.
The fridge, literally.
Maybe you leave them outside the fridge for a little while. Hanalei poi, you gotta refrigerate them. That's why. It's not like the bag poi. You can leave them all and eat them.
Yeah.
The
bag
poi is
alright. The bag poi,
yeah.
I mean, it's only because it's a quick, I just snip the corner and just.
Yeah.
If there's poi tomorrow, well, there will be poi tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
I will try. I will try it. For sure.
Yeah.
Do the performances start tonight? Or today?
Yeah,
they start at 6 o'clock.
What is
tonight?
Tonight is Miss Aloha Hula.
Oh, and then you can go tomorrow to see Kuhiku then?
No, tomorrow's Awana.
It is tomorrow?
So
yeah.
Oh, so the last day is Kuhiku then?
Yeah.
I remember last year, the first day was
Yeah, it starts at 6 o'clock and ends at 12 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, no. Club Poi is a Kuhiku.
Why did I do it so late?
There's a lot of halos. Because
nighttime is the best time for Sihula.
It's really interesting.
It's like,
I'll tell you that right
when
now.
It's like dark and you're
oh,
green,
you
and
just,
you see in a Kuhiku dance, it's like more of the spirits come.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because, like, you know, night marches.
They feel all the
marches. Oh, back to the night marches.
No, but it's not night marches. It's more like good mana.
Yeah.
Super interesting though.
Okay.
Really
want to
go and see.
I remember Kumeitu almost made us dance in Mary
Monarch. Oh, he was gonna make us dance in Molokai.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness.
He was gonna sign us up and then Kumeitu
like,
told us we weren't ready.
No, it was just because we all never show up to the classes in the summer.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna do that.
Me either.
My summer.
I wanna show up to one class.
No.
Claudia. And then
when?
I remember Kumu Kaipo talking about how she used to dance, or dance once, was it?
Because she danced once in
Mary Monarch? Yeah, I think so.
Kumu Kaipo?
Yeah.
She did dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you said so did Kumu Kalani.
Kumu Kalani participated in Mary Monarch. They won Mary Monarch.
Kumu Piki?
No, Kumu Kalani. They won Mary Monarch twice.
That's awesome.
Did he show us one of the
videos?
Yeah,
he showed us one of the videos.
Yeah.
And he did a Molokai dance. The Paniolo one.
Yeah.
I gotta see that. How many years ago was that?
Oh,
it was like
it was like 10, 20 years
ago.
Yeah.
Two decades. I mean, Batman is pretty old, man.
Batman is pushing the 50s.
Oh, you think that's old?
That is. That's an average. Like, that's where,
50?
Like... 50? Yeah, 50 is, like, where, like...
These are high school kids, by the way, folks. Just so you know, they think 50 is old.
No, but, like... No, but, like, the average Hawaiian... Like, the average Hawaiian back in the day only used to live up to 50. That's why we think that's old.
Back in the day, though.
Yeah, but that's like 10 years ago.
What?
That's when I was born.
10 years ago?
Not
the average Hawaiian man lived to 50.
Yeah.
Where's your sources on that?
I don't know, Kumu Piki.
You're gonna blame Kumu Piki.
Kalakaua.
Kumu Piki, we need you. Right now, it's 80.7 years is the average Hawaiian man.
Whoa.
Hawaii has the longest life expectancy in the nation.
That's a lie.
Speaking of Kumu Piki, we're hopefully going to get him on the podcast here in one of the next episodes. So if you have a ninau or a question for Kumu Piki, come let us know.
That concludes our episode on the I Tell You podcast about the Merry Monarch.
Make sure you like and subscribe on our Instagram. Follow us on Spotify or Apple Music or wherever you get podcasts. The more you like or write us a positive review, the more we get our name out there. Mahalo, everyone, and a hui ho!
Hui ho!
Hui ho!